This public radio podcast is supported by the School of Graduate Studies at St. Cloud State University, offering more than 70 graduate programs and certificates. More information at stcloudstate.edu.
From Minnesota Public Radio, this is Grammar Grader. It's the podcast about words, grammar, and usage in the information age. This week's episode, Animal Farm.
Hey, Jenkins, you got your ducks in a row?
Yeah, boss. I got the dog and pony show all set just like you asked.
Good. You think they'll buy it?
I don't know. They are the elephant in the room, and we're just a little startup.
Well, the 800-pound gorilla is that we can't possibly deliver on these, but we got to get our foot in the door.
I don't want to be a bull in a china shop, but I overheard you guys talking, and, well, are you sure you got those phrases right?
In today's episode, we're exploring a veritable carnival of idiomatic expressions. In spoken and written English, people often use metaphors to create colorful sentences. Two idioms in particular that often get confused are the elephant in the room and the 800-pound gorilla. First, a quick definition of the term idiom. An idiom is a term or phrase whose meaning cannot be deduced from the literal definitions and arrangements of its parts, but refers instead to a figurative meaning known only through common use. Or, as H.W. Fowler once wrote, an idiomatic expression is one that is natural for a normal Englishman to say or write. So when someone says,
"You got your ducks in a row?"
he's really asking if you're ready, not if you've organized your waterfowl.
What a relief.
Since idioms are typically localized by culture and language, they can often be confusing outside of that context. Another possible reason for confusion lies in the fact that many idioms draw on imagery completely unrelated to that context. In this case, two very large mammals. Let's clarify the meaning of the two expressions at hand. According to the Merriam-Webster Collegiate Dictionary, 800-pound gorilla means one that is dominating or uncontrollable because of great size or power. This phrase is common in headlines when referring to an established business or to a market where a company faces little competition.
Apple is the 800-pound gorilla of the portable MP3 player market.
There's a joke associated with this one.
Where does an 800-pound gorilla sit?
I don't know.
Wherever he wants.
That's not very funny.
The elephant in the room, however, is no laughing matter. According to author Michael Quinion, the elephant in the room refers to some problem or controversial issue that's obviously present, but which everyone ignores or avoids mentioning, usually because it's politically or socially embarrassing.
He's a diabetic, and his blood sugar is through the roof. The elephant in the room is that no one will confront him about his painful addiction to gummy bears.
Don't you talk about my sugar beaties.
Somewhat related to this is the saying about being a bull in a china shop, which basically means approaching a situation with little or no tact or care. One can easily imagine a bull browsing fine china causing quite a stir.
Really, I swear, it's not my fault. If I had opposable thumbs, things would be different.
Out of my shop, now!
When speaking or writing, clarity is always paramount. The key to using idioms effectively is to know your audience. If you think your audience will enjoy the metaphor or the humor of idiomatic expressions, by all means use them. But if you think they might be unaware or easily confused by colloquial sayings or idioms, perhaps it's best to stick with a more literal explanation of the situation. The Elements of Style by William Strunk Jr. and E.B. White puts it this way. The question of ear is vital. Only the writer whose ear is reliable knows for sure when using idiom is better than formal phrasing. Only he is able to sustain his work at the level of good taste.
Okay. So I didn't know what all those things meant. I thought you just throw in some animals and sound like you know what you're talking about, and people get your meaning. I guess I'm the elephant in the room.
Well, no. The elephant in the room is that you didn't know what you were talking about.
You mean you're not calling me an elephant or a gorilla?
Heavens no, Jenkins.
Yeah, my team. Way to work it out. Who wants a bear hug?
This has been Grammar Grader. Source material for this episode comes from the Dictionary of Modern English Usage by H.W. Fowler. The Elements of Style by William Strunk Jr. and E.B. White, both of which can be found at publicradiomarket.org. Source material also comes from Michael Quinion's website, Worldwide Words. Special thanks to the Grammatis Personae players, John Ryan, Corey Bussey, and Bridget Murphy. Our producers are Brett Baldwin and Jen Houck. John Pearson is the executive producer. I'm Luke Taylor. Thanks for listening. And if you like Grammar Grader, share your thoughts and join the discussion at grammargrader.gather.com. The monkey's ass, the tiger's ass, and the elephant ass.